on the Davidson Sports Network. The Bob McKillop Show is on the air, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show is brought to you by Bearings, performance is a constant. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. Now, here's the voice of Davidson basketball, Jared Letch, joining head coach Bob McKillop.
Welcome inside John Belk Arena at the Baker Sports Complex. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, IMG College, alongside head coach Bob McKillop. I'm Jared Letch, and we'll start with a look back at the last two games played before discussing the trip to VCU briefly, and also providing plenty of time for appreciation of those who have played a pivotal role in yesterday's historic program victory in our next segment. But first, Coach, going back to last Wednesday night against a seasoned and talented Richmond team, the Wildcats really battled, you said, for 35 minutes before stalling in those final 4 minutes, and you also used the word froze on a couple of costly turnovers. Despite those last 4 minutes, what stood out to you in terms of the positive?
We clearly played with great passion and toughness for the entire game. Our guys were relentless in the way they executed the game plan, supported each other, passed the ball, defended. We just ran into a wall at the end, and just happens sometimes. We froze, and not for lack of effort, not for lack of preparation, not for lack of talent. We just froze.
Yeah, one of those big games that came out of it was Luka Brajkovic with 14 points and 14 rebounds. Talk about his play in that game and, I guess, sort of his continued maturation.
You know what's interesting about Luka is that you look at his statistics on a game-by-game basis, and they're very level and consistent. But what's getting better and better is his defense. And we saw that at Richmond. We saw that last night. He's just getting better and better as a defender. And, you know, Grant Golden had a great game against us, but it was not because of Luka's lack of defense. It was because Grant Golden played so well, and Luka did a superb job of defending and protecting the rim, and he's continuing to evolve as a rim protector for us.
And something else, Coach, we're seeing that is another positive trend with this team is the rebounding advantage on a night-by-night basis. And against Richmond, you were again plus eight on the boards.
You know, that is something that we've worked very hard on in terms of both the offensive end and the defensive end. On the offensive end, we're working on our IQ, going after rebounds that we can get, going after rebounds, anticipating where it's going to bounce. On the defensive end, we've worked on making contact with the opponent. We've worked on really flesh-to-flesh contact. We've worked on every kind of angle for box outs, and I think we've gotten progressively better as a result of all the drill work they've done.
And after a unique trip to VCU without playing the scheduled game on Saturday, the Cats knocked off the Dukes last night, 61-48, just outside Pittsburgh in a hard-fought game. And you look at that, we were trailing by as much as 12 in that first half, and you mentioned the important halftime adjustment suggested by Kevin Kuick and Matt McKillop. Talk about those 3 to 5 minutes outside the locker room before you guys go in and address the team. How important is that?
Oh, incredibly valuable. I rely so much on the assistant coaches, and they are superb in their understanding of what's been going on in the first half and have a clear picture of what the opponent could do, could not do, and their scouting is very, very detailed and thorough, and we know each opponent, and our players know each opponent so very well as we take the court, yet we know them well enough to be able to make adjustments as they come into the locker room at halftime. And the biggest adjustment, as I said, was the fact that our guys just let go and played with joy.
Development of Grant Huffman, we've talked about how he gets better and better with every game, and I'm sure you see it with every practice. He was fantastic last night, and both Grant and Emery have spoken so highly with us on the radio about the development challenge of working against guys like Carter, Kellen, and Lee in practice.
You know, it's what's an interesting dynamic about what happened these last 3 days. Brian Sullivan, who replicates the opposing team's best guard in our scout team, turned his ankle on, I think it was on Saturday. So now we got Sunday, Monday, and we've got Josh Heiliger with the ACL. We've got Brian Sullivan with the sprained ankle. Two superb guards who can really give us a look and understand what they're supposed to do in terms of replicating the opponent. And we decided to go with Emery Lanier. I approached Emery, I think, on Sunday and said, look, would you be able to run our scout team? Kevin gave him clips. Brian gave him clips of Duquesne, their point guards, and Sia Carey. Can you imitate him? Emery was sensational. And what's interesting, it makes Emery a better player as well. And he doesn't have the pressure on him to perform like he's got to make this play. He's got freedom. And when you get that freedom, it expands your ability to play with confidence. And, of course, Grant was sensational last night. He's just getting better and better. And much like with Emery, when he abandons, runs for the goal line with abandon, when he plays loose, when he just plays, that's when he allows his talent to take over. And as all freshmen have to endure, they try to do the right thing. They try to be perfect. And in the process, they sometimes sacrifice their own ability. And we want them to play unleashed. And Grant did that last night. Sam is starting to understand that. And I think Emery's got that step up as a result of being in a practice squad.
And you did get balanced scoring last night. Timely buckets, strong defensive effort, despite only shooting 38%. And was it just the ability to play more free and have fun in the second half that was the difference?
I think it was. And I think what we had said at the outset of the game, the stamina factor was going to be a critical part of our game plan. And we pushed and we pushed and we pushed. And credit goes to our point guards, Kellen and Carter and Grant, and particularly the tone was set by Kellen right early in the game. And what looked like, we're not making shots, we're not converting. What we were doing was running and running and running and forcing them to get back on defense as hard as they had to get back on defense. And eventually that catches up with you as we approach the second half.
Well, that's going to take us to our first break. When we come back, we will continue the discussion with Coach. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care doesn't have to wait because after hours, urgent care knows accidents happen. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
It's bow time. Years from now, you'll tell your grandkids, back in my day, we could get two Bojangles sausage biscuits for just $2.50. And those biscuits, shoot, they were always made from scratch. And that zesty sausage, sizzling like the summer of 2033. And then your grandkids will say, but how is that different than Bojangles now? And you'll say, pipe down and eat your biscuits. Get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. It's bow time.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we worked.
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Jared Latch, Bob McKillop, back with you. We'll take a quick look back at the trip to Richmond to play VCU coach. And when you look at the way things unfolded, did that feel eerily similar inside the hotel to the trip back from Brooklyn? 7:30 in the morning, Chris Clooney advised that VCU is having some issues?
You know, it was certainly alarming and certainly disconcerting, but having had that in Brooklyn and not having another game to play was heartbreaking. At least we knew we were going to have an opportunity to get back out on the court on Tuesday. We actually bussed up to Richmond. We got back, so we had bussed back, got back about 3 o'clock, took the practice court maybe 3:30, stayed on till about 5, and had a superb practice. And there's no doubt in our minds that the emotional presence of our team in that practice by saying, okay, we're going to really be focused on this practice at a time in which they were supposed to be playing a game, that was critical in our game last night.
Was anything altered beyond that practice, or did the guys, like you said, just focus and say, okay, Tuesday is next up in line?
Well, they had been through it 9 months earlier, 8 months earlier, and they knew that this was just a blip in the road. This was not the end of the road. And as a result, I think, I point to the leadership of Bates and Kellen and Carter saying to their teammates, and we challenged them about that, making sure that they were ready. So practice Sunday, practice Monday was as fluid as it was on Saturday. And, we had our shoot-around at La Roche College yesterday morning at 11. Again, there's that temptation, there's the lull, there's just sometimes such an emptiness about this whole environment we are in. And with the successive practices we had leading up to the Duquesne game, our guys were locked in and really clicking during our shoot-around.
Now, back to last night, you have always told a great story of your trip down Griffith Street and around to dinner after your first career victory back in 1989. As you left Belk Arena that night, could you have ever envisioned 600 wins?
as I left Belk Arena that night, I'm certain I was just relieved that we had one win. So, and I don't care if it was against North Mecklenburg High School. We had a W, and it was in the books, and finally. So I did not forecast beyond one win.
Well, Coach, you've won quite a bit more than that one win. I can imagine the flood of text messages, emails, and calls that have come in, and rightfully so. But you seem super focused on the next team, film session, next practice, next game.
Well, that's what you got to do. We have Dayton on Friday. We better be ready because they're good. And our meeting, as we broke last night, our plane arrived about 12:30. So we're in the locker room. We have a meeting before we depart back to our dorms and rooms. And there's such a fine line between greatness and good and mediocrity. And look at where we are right now, and look at where Texas is right now. We had a shot, and conceivably there could have been a foul called on that shot and given Sam 3 foul shots, and we could have won that game against Texas. Texas is number 4 in the country right now. Had we won that game, would Texas have followed that pathway to number 4 in the country? Or had we won that game, where would we be right now? And that's how fine this line is. And we got to get ready for Dayton. We can't sleep on anybody. This is too competitive a world. There are too many ebbs and flows in the emotions of players. Everyone is skilled at this level. A guy could get hot because just emotionally he's uplifted for whatever reason. A guy could get cold because emotionally he's downtrodden for whatever reason. And all of a sudden, you get a loss. And all of a sudden, you get a win. And I reflected to our team last night about how that fine line, had we beaten Texas, where would Texas be right now? Would they be 4 in the country? I clearly say no. They might be top 20, but they would not be 4 in the country. And that was just one play that could have turned that game. You have to live in the present. And that's one of the most amazing aspects of coaching. The game slows down for you. You understand it. It's like the quarterback. A guy like Brady, he goes back into the pocket and he sees his 3 receivers. Whereas a new quarterback on the block in the NFL, he sees one receiver and he locks into that, and boom, he gets whacked by a linebacker. He misses those other two who are open, and that's what happens with coaching. You start understanding that each aspect of not just the game, but the practice and the personal lives of the players and the assistant coaches slows down for you, and it allows you to then make it more passionate environment in practice.
You mentioned talking about the Texas scenario and the fine line that you just put out there. As a coaching staff, and for you, how much is a more heightened awareness to just have more perspective checks right now with the team, given the environment you're in? It is a day-to-day scenario.
There's no doubt that you have to be as vigilant about following protocols as you are about the emotions of your players and your coaches. And I think there's such a temptation, there's so many distractions today make it a very volatile environment, particularly, the post-holiday depression that occurs so much in our world historically. Now we add to it the virus and the thought that, wow, it's a new year and the virus is still here and it's growing and it's advancing. And, geez, I thought we were going to be over this in the summer. Then, when school starts, it's going to be over. Oh, when Christmas comes, it's going to be over. A new year comes, it's going to... No, we keep running into that wall and, no mas. When is it going to end?
Well, that'll take us into another quick break. When we come back, we'll look ahead at Friday night's nationally televised matchup against Dayton. The Bob McKillop Show rolls on, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care feels like home because video visits bring my provider to me. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Performance is a constant. Obstacles are fleeting. We are formed by the unrelenting hand of discipline. A second built on years. Victory built on humility. We are process. Drive. Persistence. We are bearing.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first Dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinnerbait that ironically matches your second Dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's Dew.
When you need a new bike or office chair, even a water filter, you go online and look for the best. So of course you'd be willing to search high and low for something much more important, like the best healthcare. But what if you didn't have to? What if there was an award-winning health system close to home? Well, there is. Atrium Health, the only health system in the region nationally ranked by U.S. News and World Report. When it comes to the best for your health, the choice is clear. Learn more at atriumhealth.org/best.
Welcome back to Davidson College. Jared Latch alongside head coach Bob McKillop. Time to take a look at the next opponent, the Dayton Flyers. And coach, the Flyers will likely bring in a very motivated team Friday night in here to Belk Arena on a national stage, especially after last night, a one-point setback against Fordham.
Yeah, Fordham has not played many games, and I'm suspecting that their stamina is also impacted by the lack of practice time and number of games they've played. But it was a tight-fought game. Fordham made a lot of three-pointers, and I'm sure they have caught Dayton on a night in which you have to adjust to so many different protocols when you go to New York, and I'm led to believe that you can't have a film session with more than 10 players. You can't have your meals together. So the routine was disrupted significantly, and I suspect that played a part in the victory for Fordham.
And despite a lot of key losses overall, personnel-wise for Dayton, still a very talented team, highlighted by guard Jalen Crutcher, who sort of sets the tone.
In many people's eyes, a potential player of the year in the conference and a winner, and has been that way since he stepped on the court at Dayton. And, of course, they're so very well coached by Anthony, they know how to win, and they're winning kids.
And, Coach, still time left for preparation, I know, in advance of Friday, but can you provide us with some early keys to this game against the Flyers?
Well, I think we got to focus upon ourselves and be able to make sure that we're emotionally ready and not celebrating the fact that we had a victory on the road. We have to lock in, and that starts today when we go into the film session, and we'll have a walkthrough about the Dayton offense. So we need to get ready right away.
Hey, Coach, looking at one position in particular on your team, and that's the post position, what do you see as keys to continued developments with Sam, Luca, Bates, Nelson, David, knowing that each game in itself presents its own style and rhythm?
One of the joys that we've had as a coaching staff this year is to see the development of players understanding what roles they can play. So you have Sam and you have Luka in the starting lineup, but you also have Nelson and Bates and David. So you have five front court players, and it gives us the luxury of regulating the minutes of Luka and Sam so that they're not playing too many minutes. And I think that has become a real casualty for us over the years, playing people too many minutes. And you saw last night that they did not play that many minutes and got great relief from Nelson and Bates and DK, David Christensen. And what those three guys do is that they give a different look. Nelson's entirely different than either Luka or Sam, as is Bates, as is DK. And if we're able to continue to refine their roles, and we're able to continue to see the development of Sam as he goes from being a freshman to a more experienced player, and if Luka continues to stay committed to defending the way he has been, I think those other pieces will fall into place. And with a five-headed front court, I believe it's going to make each one of those guys better.
Is there anything that surprised you, Coach, through 10 games that you didn't expect?
I thought we'd shoot foul shots better. We're shooting at 70%, which is vastly lower than what we have significantly shot, what we shoot in practice. So I'm a little bit surprised that we're not shooting foul shots better, and we work at it, and our guys are good at it in practice, and we just got to become good at it in games. I'm very encouraged by our ability to rebound the basketball. I'm very encouraged also by the development of our depth, so that we've got 9 guys playing double-digit minutes on an average in 10 games. So that 9-man rotation has really been good for us.
And playing off the minutes for a moment, Grant Huffman last night played double his season output or average of minutes, 19 in the game, and that allowed Kellen Grady to sink down 5 on his end. So you talk about how those pieces work together.
That's exactly right, and I think the same thing with Carter. Carter had, I think, 26 last night, and if you can take 3 or 4 minutes off their plate and give them that rest, it helps our attack mode significantly. And I believe if you saw the number of times Kellen actually sped the ball up the court, very encouraging. Carter, same thing. But what also happens, it's on the defensive end as well. And Kellen and Carter were sensational on the defensive end.
And Coach, final question for you this morning. We talked about the 600 wins, this whole body of work over 32 years. How important has it been for your family to be so close to this journey with Davidson College?
I don't know that many coaches in America can have that fortune that I've been given. The fortune of being at one school for so long. The fortune of having so many players and so many coaches do everything possible to advance our program, to commit themselves so thoroughly, to care so much, and of course to be able to trust them to do that. So the TCC, and then you know you add your family to that situation, and you realize how that is the rock solid foundation. They moved down here from New York to give me an opportunity, and they have been just the foundation of everything in my life, and I think that's a very special experience for any human being. So you've got your family, you've got your basketball family, you've got your Davidson family, and my goodness gracious, that's the trifecta. I ought to go to Aqueduct right now and put some money down.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time this morning. Happy New Year. Congratulations again to you and the entire program on 600 wins. Quite an accomplishment.
Thanks, Jared.
Well, that'll take us into one final break, and we'll come back and wrap up the show. The broadcast details for Friday night. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care begins with the click of a mouse, because online scheduling saves me time. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
It's bow time. Tick, tick, boom. Like a powder keg in your mouth. Southbound, scratch made. Not in a microwave oven, but an oven oven. Biscuits baked 49 steps fluffy. Chicken marinated 12 hours bold. Iced tea steeped 12 minutes lazy as a Porsche swing. Now you're talking sweet, easy Southern style. Because when it comes to down-home cooking, it's not our first rodeo. Get a 12-piece Supremes meal for just $19.99. It's bow time.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chris Clooney, Director of Athletics for your Davidson Wildcats. In alignment with the Athletics Done Right Strategic Foundation, we are focused on generating financial scholarship support through annual, endowed, and planned gifts. These resources provide our scholar-athletes with opportunities to become the best versions of themselves and achieve their goals of leadership, service, and disproportionate impact on the world. To learn more about ways to support, visit www.davidsonwildcats.com and click on the Donate tab. Thanks, and go Wildcats.
Welcome back. The Bob McKillop Show, as we get set to wrap this one up. We want to remind you, join us for our next game broadcast coming up this Friday, January 8th, 8:45 on the Davidson Radio Network, as the Wildcats return to Belk Arena to host the Dayton Flyers. And if you're watching that game on ESPN2 Friday, be sure to come over to Radio Postgame to hear exclusive interviews with head coach Bob McKillop and our players. Our next coach's show coming up Monday, January 11th, as we continue our weekly schedule throughout the remainder of A-10 play. For Bob McKillop, I'm Jared Latch. Have a great rest of the day, and so long for now from Davidson.
On the Davidson Sports Network, this has been the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show has been brought to you by Bearings, Innovative Strategies and Solutions, Pepsi, born in the Carolinas, First Citizens Bank, forever first, Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas, and by Ortho Carolina, you improved. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Davidson Sports Network.